We're here with an Austrian company called CareTech, and I'm speaking with the owner and manager. What's your name, sir?
Dietmar Litschel.
Dietmar, okay. Yeah. And tell me, Dietmar, what's your company's focus? What sorts of products or services do you guys provide?
We started out 16 years ago in Vienna, and we do products of everyday living.
Yes.
Mainly electronic products.
Mm-hmm.
And a few non-electronic products as well. We develop and distribute worldwide almost.
So can you give us, you said worldwide there, so can you give us a sense of the size of your...
Well, we have 97% export, you know, considering Austria is a very small country, you know, we are the developer and wholesaler of the products. We have
Visitors
in other countries, and we have an own distributor in Germany called Marland.
Right.
And they're the largest commercial distributor of products for blind and visually impaired people in Germany.
What areas do you have products?
We were the first ones to come out with a color identifier called Color Test.
Okay, and do we have that here?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. We're going to see the Color Test now from CareTech in Austria. And I've been handed what feels like a sort of an elongated rectangular device. It's almost like a remote control that you would use for your television in terms of the shape, and at one end there's a sort of a bit of string to attach it to your wrist strap or something.
No, not about your wrist, about your neck.
You put it around your neck.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot.
You know, and you get a out of the washer.
Mm.
Then you don't have a hand free.
Right.
So you have on a.
And this is a fairly elegant device. It's quite smooth, quite small. Now there are some braille on here, and I'm just going to have a read of that. It says CareTech Austria on the underside of the device. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk us through how a blind person would go about using this then?
Well, this one has three buttons here.
Right.
One to three.
Now these are soft touch buttons, aren't they?
Exactly right.
You have to feel very carefully to somebody who without good, if their fingers aren't very sensitive, they might miss those. So
well, if this were the case, you know, which does happen occasionally, there's some plastic
like a label or something you stick on.
That you stick on and then...
I understand.
So this is normally not a problem.
Right, okay. So there are three buttons.
Yeah.
Three buttons arranged along the length of the device.
We have four buttons also here. Well, there's one with four buttons, which is on the table here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how would a blind person go about
if you want to measure the color of your jacket here, you know...
Okay.
You press the eye. There's an artificial eye.
Yeah, there's a square eye.
And, of course, through this eye, there comes a beam, and the beam is reflected, and the reflection is measured. There's a press on here. No, it's initiated. Yeah.
Okay.
Very dark purple.
Very dark purple.
Dark aubergine.
Dark purple.
Can we try my shirt? Let's try my shirt. Go ahead.
There's a problem with the shirt. You know, we have to put. It may pick up your skin.
Wow, mate. Okay.
So if you take it double here, you know,
it might scare you. Need a bath.
Very
you need a shower.
Very pale gray.
Yeah.
Gray.
So if you took it here on your thing here.
Very pale gray.
That's from the collar. Yeah, that's the collar of the. Okay, so it's just one touch. It's simple as that. You hold the eye against something, and you press one button. And the speech there, as we heard, it's a female voice, quite clear, very easy to understand, and of course a little fanfare there while the device is initiating. So that's quite reassuring.
Yeah.
Why more buttons? Why have you got three buttons? I mean, that sounds fairly straightforward to me. It seems. One button does everything. Why three buttons? What do the other two buttons do?
It has different functions. Like if you press the other function, after a certain period of time, I think it's gone. Probably no.
Then it would repeat.
Then you get the analysis, no?
Oh, the analysis?
5%. Saturation. 0%. Hue. 10. Hours. 0. Minutes. Yeah. Complete color analysis. Not possible.
Complete analysis not possible. It's because your jacket is so dark that it is really non-color. You know, white and black and all the shades in between are the so-called non-color. It told you the luminosity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the saturation and the hue of the color. And
the hue
of the color would give it to you in the color clock. You know,
yes.
It starts with 12 o'clock or 0, you know, with the color yellow.
Right.
At 3 o'clock you would have the color red, at 6 o'clock blue, and at 9 o'clock green. So okay. it told you anything. I think it told you 10 o'clock or something, you know. Mm.
Does any information come with the device? Any documentation come with to explain what that means? Okay.
It has also a light probe function, and it has a dynamic function, so that you can go over a shirt, you know, which has several colors, and it will tell you all the colors.
Right.
You can go over the euro bill, and it will tell you the denomination of the bill by the coloration of the bill.
And are there any plans to add other currencies in the future?
Well, we could do the pound, you know.
That would be wonderful.
To that, you know.
Yeah, and is that something that's likely to happen?
Well, I think there is some demand. We haven't gotten to that yet.
Right. And
we have a
recognized currency. Wow.
Yeah, we have a different product which is called Cash Test, which is a non-electronic product which has been distributed worldwide, but in particular throughout the European community, you know, where there is the euro being used.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you later on. I think I have seen one.
Right. Okay. So can you tell us about the battery in this device?
So for that, this would be better for the currency for the identification.
But if you wanted it, if you want something that was going to do all those things, if you were in the market for a color detector anyway, I might be.
Yeah.
And if you're in the market for a light probe, then the fact that it's got the currency thing as well, that's a bonus.
It also has a recorder function.
And it's very small. Can we tell people the size of this before you tell us about the recorder? I mean, it's about, I would say, it's like a torch. I mean, it's probably, I don't know, maybe 6 inches long, so about 15 centimeters long, smaller than that?
It's smaller than that. I think it's 11 or something.
Yeah. 11 centimeters long? Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. So that's just for people listening in the US.
She's looking it up, my wife, you know.
Oh, she's gone to look up the dimensions. Okay, so we'll be able to tell you exactly what those are shortly.
Maybe it's more than 11.
Right, and how much does this device retail for? What's the cost of this?
Well, it depends on the market, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, most companies do that, you know. They cannot just make one price for all the markets.
If I wanted to buy one of these, I couldn't buy this directly from you.
I get the dimensions now. It's 157, so you were almost right, you know. Centimeters long.
Yes.
38 millimeters. Yeah.
Millimeters. So
38 millimeters.
So 15 centimeters long.
And 20 millimeters,
thick. Yeah.
Thick, yeah.
Right, so that gives you an idea. Just let me convert that for people. So,
it retails at about 300 to 500 euros.
Yeah, can I just convert those measurements for people listening in the US, because they don't use millimeters? So you said 150 millimeters in length,
right,
so that's 6 inches long.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what?
38 wide.
So it's about an inch and a half wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 20 millimeters.
So it's less than an inch thick, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and this is available through who? I mean, you mentioned the German company.
We are selling it in England through Dieter Keuchen, Visibility DK.
Oh, right.
And also SW Retail.
In the US, through any of the US distributors?
It's American Printing House.
And APH. We should talk to Tom Tinsley then.
Yes. They are very, very good buyers of it.
Yeah.
And of course, we sell it to a great number of other countries.
Right. Yeah, well, I like that. That's the first time I've seen that.
It's being paid for in several countries, particularly in Scandinavian countries, in Switzerland and Germany.
Yeah.
And it's partially paid in some other countries.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, not in England. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Can we just summarize some of your other products?
We have a talking blood sugar meter. It's called Fluky Plus.
Right.
And this, again, is a product which is sold almost worldwide.
Mm.
And it is the only working blood sugar monitoring device worldwide for blind people.
Wow.
It has little strips that are inserted into a slot.
Yeah.
And it has a capillary system which pulls in the blood into a reaction chamber. And after 30 seconds, it gives you the result.
Wow.
So it's very easy to apply the blood
for a blind person suffering with diabetes. Yeah.
And that's right. More economical device also. It's called Colorino here.
Right.
And
okay.
I can best demonstrate the light probe function.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's okay. So you're just moving it around there.
Yeah. You press.
If I hold this still,
the second button. You hold
we need to explain to people listening on the internet what we're doing here. Okay. We have a small flat device. This is about the size of a cell phone. About the size of my Nokia 6600, maybe a little bit smaller. There's a circular eye at one end, and then there are two buttons on one of the flat faces of this device. And so, in order to operate this, we hold one of these buttons down. Do we? If you wanted
to, if the light bulb, you press the second button.
You press the second button down. So if we hold it still and hold down the button, okay, you hear a steady tone. So we've heard a single steady tone.
And if you move it about.
Yeah, so then what we're going to do is hold it down, and then we're going to move it upwards. So one would think there'd probably be a light above us. So I'm going to press the button again, and now I'm moving it up. Oh, it's slightly darker. Oh my goodness, there we go. It saw the light, and so we've seen the light. So that's really. So is there a color detector function to this as well? You were saying.
Yes. Yeah. 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 No. Let's see. Of course, not as accurate as the other one. You know.
Right. Okay.
You see, it doesn't.
This really isn't a different
black. Thing appear.
Okay. What color would you say as a sighted person? What color would you say?
If I looked at you from a distance, I would say it is black.
Black, right?
But looking
okay.
it from a short distance, one really sees that it has a large content, aubergine content. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Bluish, dark bluish.
Right. Okay.
Aubergine. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So this one knows only about 100-105 colors, whereas the other one knows 1,700 shades
of
colors.
Wow, that's a lot of colors. Excellent. And the batteries in these devices,
the color test, it has rechargeable batteries.
Yes.
And this one has batteries, them here, you know.
Two AAA standard batteries. So you can put any old batteries in there, that'll be good. Brilliant.
Again, you can put this around your neck.
Right.
And
okay, well, is there anything else we really do need to move on? Was there anything else that you wanted to highlight just before we go?
There's a product called Sherlock, like Sherlock Holmes, you know.
Yeah.
It's a product to identify labels.
Ah, right,
it works on the transponder technology, which is a new advances in technology.
Right.
You know, the barcode is being replaced by chips.
So this is a bit like talking signs, really, in the sense that you have a receiver on your person, and then there is an emitter somewhere. That
Okay, the labels look like that, if you want to look
at the label. So the label is just feels like a thin piece of paper, almost
stamp,
like a stamp. Yeah,
Okay. And let's try that. You know, the product looks almost like the Colorino I showed you before.
Yes,
very
similar.
It's not the same, you know.
Yeah. So we're hearing some beeping.
Strawberry jam.
This is strawberry jam.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is that your voice?
That's my voice. Okay. If you wanted to identify your gems, you know, your jars of jam.
So can you train that to learn things then? Could you put that on another, or does it have to be these labels? It has to be your labels, does it?
Well, these labels can be obtained from other sources, but we're trying to get them as cheap as possible.
As possible,
these are the best ones that we've found,
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. So,
up to 2,000 labels can be identified with this.
Okay.
It can be used for prescriptions, and for...
Yeah.
And
all sorts
and
of applications,
CDs and
lots of applications,
any kind of objects.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it's been a long week. Let's conclude then by giving our listeners your contact details and how people can find out more about CareTech and perhaps visit you on the internet or write to you, and also for them to find out how to get your products in their region. So. We've been speaking with the owner and manager of CareTech. Do you want to give your name and contact details?
Yeah. Dietmar Litschel, CareTech, that's CareTec Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Stubenbastei, Stubenbastei, number 1, A1010 Vienna, and the our homepage is www.caretech.at.
.at, folks?
Yeah, for Austria.
Yeah, for Austria. That's right. Yeah, my father has an Austrian email address when I write to him.
Okay,
that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.